Let's talk TV. And Irene Gardner has watched plenty of TV in her career. Hi there, Irene.
Hi, Jesse.
Including your contributions to the NZ On Screen website, which are much appreciated by nostalgia lovers like me. Hey, you've been on Netflix.
Lucky to have that gig.
Yeah, we are, yeah. Hey, you've been on Netflix watching a new Bob Dylan documentary. This will be very interesting for our listeners.
I have indeed. It's just landed on Netflix and it's called Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story by Martin Scorsese.
Sounds pretty good. All the essential elements.
So basically, in 1975, Bob Dylan did the Rolling Thunder Review concert tour across America. And there is footage taken from that time. And this is a documentary compiling that and looking back at that extraordinary time made by Martin Scorsese. Now I'm going to have to be really bold and wait for people to complain because I'm going to say that I don't think Martin Scorsese is actually a very good documentary maker.
Good for you. Good for you. We welcome bold and surprising views on this show. Yeah.
I mean, he's a brilliant dramatic filmmaker, one of the best ever. And because of that, he gets incredible documentary subjects, often music because he's a big music guy. But he makes these really long, rambly, oddly structured documentaries, which is kind of fine because often they're the sort of thing that you're watching as a fan. For example, yeah. His George Harrison documentary a few years ago, Living in the Material World,
yeah.
Which because I love George beyond reason, I don't mind that it's a rambling 3.5 hours long.
I'm with you. I just watched Judd Apatow's Gary Shandling documentary. I think that's 4 hours, but like the more the better, right, when you love somebody.
But these things are not, you know, like if you're sort of only a casual fan, suggest that George's, that Martin's style is the way to go. Anyway, this one is nearly 2.5 hours long, but sort of odd technique that I do not know why, where some of the interviews are factual and some of them are fictional.
What do you mean fictional interviews? Like what?
Well, I don't want to give away what they are because I want to leave it up to people to either watch it not knowing what is fact and what is fiction, which I presume is what the filmmaker intends.
So it was a cautious sort of recommendation for Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story.
Well, yes, as I was explaining, it has a very unusual style in that some of the interviews are fact and some of them are fiction. And I don't know why Martin Scorsese has chosen this style. I guess he's playing on the thing that when you look so far back in history, beyond 40 years, you know, people's recollections vary anyway. And maybe he's kind of artfully playing on that. I'm really not sure. And it's very odd, and I'm not going to tell people which interviews are fact and which are fiction because people may want to watch it not knowing. But if you do want to know, which I would have, there's a couple of pieces online. There's a great piece on vulture.com, which I can tweet later, which does actually explain what's real and what's not. Personally, I would have preferred just have the facts.
Yeah, same.
It's a really odd style.
Yeah, but maybe we're just being too conservative, you know.
Maybe we are, and these things are, you know, a matter of opinion. But it's just so strange that there's suddenly these fake bits. Yeah. But the real bits, you know, Bob Dylan on tour, fantastic, amazing footage. He's great. You know, Roger McGuinn's in there. Joan Baez is in there. There's this absolutely magic bit of Joni Mitchell playing a rough version of Coyote in a hotel room.
Cool.
Which is just exceptional. So definitely one for Bob Dylan fans, one for music fans. If you're only a casual fan, this is maybe not the documentary for you because it is just a little rambling and a little unusual.
Thank you. That's on Netflix. Over on TVNZ On Demand, Deep State.
Yeah, this is series 2 of Deep State. This is the British spy thriller that the brilliant actor Mark Strong was in series one. That was also on TVNZ On Demand and was, you know, well reviewed and did very well. This series two, he's not in. So they basically lost their lead actor, which is quite a bit of a loss.
It is, yeah.
Because he was brilliant. It is now based around the character who is his son, Harry, which is played by an actor by the name of Joe Dempsey, and his partner, Layla, played by Karima McAdams. And they're great, and it's still worth a watch. It's still very good. It's just not quite as striking as that first series with Mark Strong. Like all spry thrillers, it is a little hard to follow at times and just work out on whose side and who's double-crossing who. But, you know, you've kind of got to leave your brains in to watch this one. And even if you do leave your brains in, you might still get a bit lost at times.
Okay, sometimes it's part of the fun. Sometimes it's really frustrating.
Yeah, I never quite know whether to blame myself or the program.
Yeah, me too, me too.
But it is on TVNZ On Demand. If you're looking for something to watch that's free, which that still is, then grab it. If you've got a million zillion things to watch and you're kind of thinking, I wonder if it's as good as Series 1, then it's probably not and you could maybe leave it.
Thank you. What about Cold Case?
I'm quite a fan of Cold Case. This is a local documentary series that is currently screening on Sunday nights on TVNZ1 at 8:30. It's also available online on TVNZ On Demand. This is the second series. We had a first series last year, four in each series, four episodes. And as the name would indicate, they are a relook at unsolved murder cases in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Very nicely made series, made by Screen Time with the excellent Hilary Barry as narrator, and just beautifully shot, nicely put together, a very classic form, unlike Martin Scorsese. they basically just get the original cops together along with this cracked squad of cold case cops, and they just go through everything again. Each episode is a little different. Some are better known cases than others. Not last night's, but last Sunday's was the Jane Furlong case, which obviously is quite a well-known case.
Yeah.
Last night's was a less known case, which was David Robinson, who was a young guy found on the beach, a remote beach near Hukitika, just over 20 years ago. He'd been shot dead, and he was actually a petty thief and an itinerant, which perhaps means it didn't get maybe the sympathy that some other cases do. And the nice thing about this episode, actually, even though it was a bit more, sort of forensic evidence and a bit less intrigue than some of the episodes, you saw his family and you just see this lovely couple who had this boy who went off the rails a bit and who they'd sort of lost a bit, but they always hoped they'd reconcile and everything would be fine. And, of course, that didn't get to happen, so it was kind of nice. There's two more to go in the series, and one of them that I will be looking out for, because I am old enough to remember this, is 1984, when Ernie Abbott was killed when a bomb went off in the Wellington Trades Hall.
I think arguably New Zealand's first terrorist attack in the modern era.
Kind of. And that's 84. And so, yeah, I've always been quite fascinated by that case. So I'll be looking out for that one in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you.
They're also available online.
That's Cold Case Series 2. And just about a minute left for Te Ao with Moana, which I hadn't heard of before, but this looks fantastic.
And it is. And it's just a quick mention. Māori television, Tuesday nights at 8 and online, a new Māori issues focused news and current affairs interview show, Moana Maniapoto out front as the interviewer. Good choice, I think. Good perspectives. First episode, which is online, half hour interview with the PM. Don't know what's coming up tomorrow night, but I'm looking forward to it because I think it's a show with a lot of potential.
Yeah, great to have Moana with another outlet apart from tweeting me when something annoys her about current affairs. She can do it herself.
Get off your back,
Jesse. Yeah, great. Thanks so much, Irene Gardner. Great to chat.
Thanks.
Irene's our TV critic. That was Te Ao with Moana, Cold Case, Deep State, and she started off with Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story by Martin Scorsese. That's on Netflix. Now,